Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 283, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 283. My true identity abides in you. Father, I made an image of myself, and it is this I call the Son of God. Yet is creation as it always was, for your creation is unchangeable. Let me not worship idols. I am He my Father loves. My holiness remains the light of heaven and the love of God. Is not what is beloved of you secure? Is not the light of heaven infinite? Is not your Son my true identity when you created everything that is? Amen. Now are we one in shared identity with God our Father as our only source and everything created part of us. And so we offer blessing to all things, uniting lovingly with all the world, which our forgiveness has made one with us. My true identity abides in you, my Creator. I start with contemplating what is my true identity. And I am told in the Course that I am a thought of God and that I am eternal. So God's thought is my identity. And I have, through quieting the mind, come to a knowing that I am awareness. My identity is God's thought of awareness. My truth abides in my Creator. We talk about how we can change each other's minds, but we can't really change another's thought. We can present something to them and then they can change their own mind, but we can't go in and change another's thought. And so it is with the Creator. My identity is the thought in His mind. I can't change that. When I slipped into insanity, when I wondered what it would be like to be aware of other things, when I slipped into insanity, when I wondered what it would be like to be aware of others, other things, something other than oneness, that was slipping into insanity. And as I slipped into insanity, I seemed to have amnesia about who or what I am. And so in the insanity and trying to figure that out, what I am, and in my fear, I make up a new identity. But all of this doesn't change my true identity. The thought in God's mind. My slipping into insanity and seemingly having false thoughts that aren't a part of oneness, the thoughts that I seemingly have in my insanity, just illusions, they don't really exist. These thoughts don't change the thought of God. So my true identity abides always and only in the mind of God. My identity must lie within oneness. Nothing outside of oneness exists. How could it? When I slipped into insanity, I seemingly split into different perceptions. The truth of me is that I am the awareness behind all the seeming split perceptions. My identity is the awareness, the common thread, running through all the seemingly separate ones. The awareness I seem to have is exactly the same awareness in you. In this dream, we are becoming aware that we are this common thread, the one awareness, nothing else. Nothing truly personal can be found in any of the perceptions. None of it is real outside of our true identity, that common thread. Our true identity abides in God, unchanged. In God, our source. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to remember my true identity, to remember that I am the thought of God, the thought of awareness. I am aware, that is who I am. I have no other identity. I have no other attachments. My only attachment is to be as God created me. Help me to lay down the illusion today and return back to sanity. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, being aware of the breath. We allow ourselves to be aware of anything that comes into awareness. Not touching it, just being aware of it. Nothing in our awareness is our identity. And we contemplate for a few minutes as things come into awareness. If there is a habit, of using it to build identity. Maybe a loud sound occurs and we become aware of it. And then we are aware of the thought, I wish that sound would stop. And in that thought, are we building identity? Are we building an identity of one who does not want a loud sound? And if we notice this is building a false identity, we let it go by asking Spirit to show us our identity. And in allowance, the mind quiets, and we sit in awareness without judging, without building, without fixing, without controlling, without adding anything to it. We sit attentive to the peace within. Thank you for joining with me in accepting our true identity and being the awareness in peace that Source created. Namaste.